that American Airlines use them and say as of now, they won't be grounding those planes. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison is a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another case in which he could get a maximum 10 years in prison for conspiracy and obstruction of justice convictions. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tesla is raising the price on its electric cars after reversing a decision to close a majority of its dealerships. The automaker announcing that the move will result in a price increase of about 3% for most of its vehicles. The original plan was to close its stores in order to drop the price of the Tesla Model 3 to $35,000. There's a new record breaker topping the theater box office over this past weekend, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number two this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number three, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4, and Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And it seems heart attacks are expected to strike more people than normal today. Around a 24% jump in heart attack cases are generally reported at hospitals on the Monday after daylight savings time takes effect. There is a 21% drop in reported heart attacks after the clocks are set back an hour in the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. And you are ready for an amazing show and stuff. Let's get to the weather today. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 51 degrees. West winds around 16 miles per hour with a gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 29 degrees. West winds around 8 to 11 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with high near 41. Northwest winds around 8 to 11 miles per hour. And welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Miola at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare providers and all. Have we got a show for you today? Everybody's wondering about the wet weather and stuff and fields being so overburdened with their capacity for getting rid of the water that's sitting on there. What's going to be happening to the crops? Well, today we've got an individual who's found a way of getting around that and all. And it's called Growing Free Farm. And the owner, chief operator, bottle washer, and everything is Mike Keller. And he does aquaponics and all. So you're first of all thinking, what the heck is an aquaponics? But Mike is going to help to explain all these things and really bring this into the forefront for a lot of people with the products and services that he's providing. So, Mike, welcome to the show, first of all. And secondly, why don't we find out a little bit more about your facility up there?
Sure, certainly. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So aquaponics is a method of farming that uses aquaculture, which is the farm raising fish, along with hydroponics, which is the soilless production of vegetables. And the spirit of it is that we feed fish. The nutrient, which water from raising fish, provides a natural fertilizer for the plants, and the plants help to purify the water for the fish. So it's a closed environment. Basically, fish waste is mostly ammonia. So ammonia is converted through nitrifying and heterotrophic bacteria to nitrite, and then to nitrate, and then to nitrogen, which is then taken up by the plants, and that same water again cycled back to the fish. So very natural ecosystem.
Very good. Now, a lot of times people are wondering, you know, what kind of water do you use? What kind of tanks? Is it indoors? Is it outdoors? What kind of fish? I mean, there's a multitude of questions we could be asking and all. So let's start off with something easy. And so, first of all, where are you at?
Sure. We're in Lebanon Township.
Okay.
Yeah. We're on McKenzie Road, number 70 McKenzie Road. Address is on the website as well, which is www.growingfreefarm.com.
Okay.
You can find us that way. Facebook as well.
Sounds good. All right. So, Mike, you know, most people in Hunterdon County put a plow into the ground, get a big John Deere or a harvester or something to pull that blade through, plows over the dirt. You've got to rake it, till it, fertilize it, hope that Mother Nature puts enough sun, enough moisture into it. You fertilize it again from, you know, a multitude of companies and stuff. How is that different with what you're doing?
Sure. So terrestrial farming has gotten mankind to where we are, and it's still a very viable and great solution, and has its place in methods of farming. We don't think that we're going to replace terrestrial farming, but certainly we do think that we can augment it and accent it.
Okay.
To that end, we basically, some of the benefits of aquaponics are that we use 1/6 of the water to grow 8 times more food per acre compared to traditional agriculture. All our fertilizer source is from fish waste. We don't have any reliance on mined or manufactured fertilizers.
So fertilizers and stuff from fish waste, how can somebody wrap their mind around this and know what is it in the fish waste that's being used as fertilizer?
Well, it would be similar to a farmer spreading cow manure or horse manure in a field. So we feed our fish a non-GMO, non-terrestrial animal diet. It's mostly fish meal and fish oil and ground up peas and some other vegetarian options.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, the fish eat that and produce waste, just like any other animal would, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that waste is a lot of ammonia. That's mostly what fish waste is. It's a lot of what they eat, but it's heavily ammonia. Bacteria in nature, which exist everywhere, on your skin, in the air, on the tree, on the ground, in every bit of water, all over the earth, there's beneficial bacteria. They're not all bad.
Right.
So not all of them need antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So the beneficial bacteria are what we count on to make the conversions as they would in nature. So if there was a fish living in a pond that was part of an ecosystem in the outdoors, his waste is in the pond. He eats a fly, he eats a grub, he eats a worm, whatever. His waste is then in the water, and in order for that water to be tolerable and fish to live, Mother Nature has invented a process which is converting that waste ultimately to nitrogen, which then allows aquatic plants to grow and different things to grow in nature. So we've basically mimicked that same system. We feed the fish through a series of water filtration tanks. We create a really great spot for the beneficial bacteria to thrive and grow, mm-hmm. and live consistently, so that we constantly have water flowing through those beneficial bacteria. They're making those conversions. So they're taking the ammonia, they're going to nitrite, to nitrate, to nitrogen, and then there we have nitrified water, which is
nitrogen
going out.
Cycle, right?
Nitrogen
there,
cycle. It's the nitrogen cycle. So now we have, you know, this really great nutritious water for the plants to sit in, basically, mm-hmm. and pull the nutrients out of.
So when plants are grown in a water environment and stuff, they still have a root system then, right?
They do.
And now, is it as extensive as, like, say, in the ground? Because they don't need – so they still need to support the plant, though, growing above
sure.
it then, right?
Sure. So we have a couple different methodologies that we use. We we grow in what we call NFT channels, which are nutrient film technique. We also grow in raft tanks, deep water culture, they call it, so which is basically rafts floating on top of a man-made pond, for lack of a better term, a channel. What we do is we seed into rock wool. All the same system water flows everywhere. We put the seed in the seed table. We put it in rock wool. We give it about 10 days to germinate, and it does. It sprouts after about 24 hours. So we give it about 10 days in a seed table. We then move into an NFT tray where we allow it. We give it a little more real estate, so to speak. We let it grow and continue and develop its root system and get a little stronger. And then when it's big enough to come out of there, it goes into a raft tank. So at every stage there, the roots are in contact with the nutritious water, which is what allows them to grow.
Incredible. And it's much easier, though, because it doesn't have to break down the dirt component of it. Those nutrients are just flowing
by
24/7.
It's almost effortless for the plant to take up the nutrients, which is why things tend to grow quicker in our environment. So we're taking a head of lettuce from seed to harvest, depending on the time of the year as it relates to the amount of sun and light and all that stuff. We're anywhere on the short side of, you know, 30 to 32 days to the long side of 40. So, and the reason for that is exactly as you outlined. The plant is not expending energy on looking in what is mostly depleted soil out there. It's not spending its energy going down. It's spending its energy going up. So, to kind of finish your question on does it have a root system, yes, it does, and it gets quite substantial. It can be quite big. Some of these root tails, depending on what kind of vegetable it is, like we grow bok choy, and some of our bok choy, you know, tails on those end up being about 2 foot long, you know.
Jeez.
So it does grow substantially, but it's because of the effortless, because of the ease of getting nutrients, it's not expending a lot of energy on growing that. It's growing up.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Jesus. My gosh.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved? How did you get started in all? Were you like a traditional farmer?
No. So I actually had a background in construction. I was in a family business for a long time. And I just... my wife and I moved to Hunterdon County 6, 7, 8 years ago.
And welcome to Hunterdon.
And welcome, and have, you know, little plot of land. It's nothing big, 14, 15 acres. Mm-hmm. And I just felt very drawn to the earth. I wanted to do something. I wanted to grow some food. I want to make a difference in the world. You know, I want to make some change. I want to promote some change. And really, I started doing research. I knew it wasn't feasible for me to be sustainable financially on the small plot of land I have. If you're going to grow terrestrial on that small plot of land, it's very seasonal. It's a short window. If you have a drought, you're in trouble. If you have a spring like we did last year, it's super wet. You know, a lot of these guys really suffered last year. You know, it was really difficult to get anything into the ground and keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really started doing research, and my requirements were that I wanted to do something that was organic or better in nature. I wanted to do something that was sustainable environmentally, and something that had a sustainable business model that could be economically viable. And really, after looking at some of the different kinds of closed environment agriculture out there, which would allow me to go 12 months a year, because that was important to me as well, to be able to produce food year-round, it led me to aquaponics. And, you know, the benefit of aquaponics, as I saw anyway, was that I'm able to produce a protein crop, which is my fish. I'm able to produce a veg crop. I'm able to do it year-round. I'm able to do it under circumstances where I'm not using pesticides, herbicides. I'm not using hormones. I'm not using any of these things that have really gotten us to a very difficult place as a society. So
exactly.
I saw it as kind of the best of all worlds.
And we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. So hold on.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. It's incredible about aquaponics and all, and what Mike has been telling us from Growing Free Farms over there in Lebanon Township, New Jersey, right here in our own backyard and all, about how he's able to take crops and grow them on an aqua or a water medium instead of having to worry about the soil and stuff to work with and all. This next section, what we're going to do is there's fish that are producing the fertilizer, which is very unfamiliar for a lot of farmers here in Hunterdon County. So Mike is going to talk about his fish and stuff, how he gets them, what size, how they grow to being fertilizer producers, and then what he does with them afterwards and stuff. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about these fish that you've got in there.
Sure. Thanks, Doc. Yeah. So our fish are all tilapia. We get them at about 6/10 of a gram, which is the average size of a person's fingernail, maybe.
Finger, okay.
3/4 of an inch, mm-hmm. 6/10 of a gram, they're little guys. I actually buy them as fish fry. I get them from a very respected breeder in New Mexico, of all places.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they're UPS'd over to me, so fish show up in a box, which is kind of crazy, but that's the way it goes. When we first get them, we aerate them right away, and we start acclimating them to our water, to our pH and our temperature and stuff like that. So we leave them in the box. We spend about an hour, acclimating them and getting them used to our pH, our temperature. After that, they live in our fish nursery for anywhere from 3 to 4 months. We like to get them to somewhere around 50 to 60 grams per fish.
Okay.
When they're that juvenile, we feed them 5 times a day. Once they hit a certain weight, we're able to drop back to 3 times a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Good, because it's like having a little baby. You're always having to feed the fish. stop what you're doing to feed the fish. So, but the fish are good to us. The reason we chose tilapia is A, they're a super hardy fish. They're really just a beast. You know, they grow. Their food conversion rate is fantastic.
Like you were talking off air and stuff, that conversion ratio is very important if you're doing this as a business and stuff. Right. So yeah.
So their feed conversion ratio to mass, to biomass is great. Their pH and temperature requirements really suit the vegetable environment. So they like it a water temp of about 75 degrees, which is our target.
Right, like you were talking off air again. Temperature and pH is real important. Real so important. You don't want to be doing too cold. You don't want to be doing too hot and stuff.
That's right. So species of fish, there are some other things you could choose, but tilapia is kind of the perfect fit. Tilapia gets a bad rap. Some people think, tilapia is not a good fish. It's a bottom feeder. It's this, it's that. I will say this, that most of the tilapia that we eat in this country comes from out of the country.
Oh.
So it's coming from South America. It's coming from the Orient. It's raised in outdoor, non-filtrated water ponds. We don't know what it's fed. We don't know how it's cared for. Our fish are very well cared for. They eat a non-GMO, non-terrestrial animal.
Isn't that something? Healthy eating.
Healthy eating. So it, really, the fish food is our big input to the system.
Mm-hmm.
The fish food and the seed is really all we add.
Isn't that something?
So the fish do the heavy lift by growing and creating waste, and then again, the beneficial bacteria kick in and do conversions and send it down to the bench. So once we get the fish to about 3 pounds, we harvest, which takes anywhere from 9 to 12 months, depending on how fast they're grown. Then we harvest them. And the way we harvest fish is we just don't pull them out. We pull them out and put them into what we call a purge tank. So any farm-raised fish is tastier when it's purged. So we take it, we put it in a separate tank,
mm-hmm.
we salinate that water to about a third of sea strength, we stop feeding them, and we give them about 5 days in there.
Oh.
Basically, the salt water purifies the flesh, it cleans out their system.
Isn't that something then? Oh, wow.
And really enhances the flavor
mm-hmm.
of the meat.
So, incredible.
So after 5 days, we have a chiller on that system because it's a small system, so it's not extremely expensive to operate a chiller on there.
Right.
We take the water temp from their 75 or so that they're used to, and we start ratcheting it down. Once we get to about 50, they're kind of mostly asleep, and we pull them out and ice them. And
wow.
Yeah,
so. And so where do people in the, let's just say, in the tri-state area here and stuff, how do you market those then?
Yeah, so where we are with fish right now is our first harvest will be coming up probably later this month.
Oh, this is exciting then, huh? All right.
So some of that is new to us as well. It took us about a year to get where we are. So I can only sell whole fish right now because to process the fish, I would need a HACCP plan. You have to be FDA certified, but you don't need to be USDA certified with fish. So USDA doesn't handle fish, but FDA does, and it has a plan, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, we'll be selling whole fish. So
whole fish,
we'll be selling whole fish either to some of the local fish markets, or we'll be selling whole fish to, we could sell whole fish to retail folks, but most people may not want to clean those fish.
Right.
And I think what we'll do is we'll be looking for some local restaurants to take some whole fish as well.
Oh, okay. So local restaurants and stuff. This, you know, if you have tilapia on your menu and things like that, this would be a great addition then. Locally grown and raised and locally harvested and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a win-win all the way around.
Right. So and a natural diet, no less.
We did all this together. You know,
yeah.
It sounds odd, but I have a little bit of emotional attachment to
them. Isn't that something? And, of course, like you see these guys, you know, every day and stuff, like you're saying, you're feeding them 3 times a day and all.
Yeah.
So what's a feeding process look like? You go out there and just throw, cast up?
We weigh all their food.
Okay.
So we keep very, you know, copious records. So we have a daily log on everything we do.
Oh, okay.
We test water every day. We test pH. We test ammonia. We test on a weekly basis. We test nitrite, nitrate, dissolved oxygen. You know, so we're very methodical with that because it's all important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We do feed calculations. So usually once a month, or depending on where they are in the growth stage, we'll pull out a sample of 10 fish. We'll weigh them. And then based on their weight, we get an average for the tank.
Okay.
And then we take that average and we plug it into a formula, and it tells us what that tank of fish should be eating 3 times a day.
Oh.
Then we weigh their food. So we take a scale and we take a big cup and we
Mm-hmm. Pour the food in, we weigh it, and if they get 500 grams at each feeding, it goes into a cup and you go from port to the tank and you end up getting splashed and wet, and they're like piranhas.
I was going to say, is there like a feeding frenzy that goes on with these things?
Yeah, it's like a feeding frenzy. So, you know, they're active and they're all in there getting their food, and that's how we feed them. So we do that 3 times a day. And you know, they're cared for. We keep an eye on the tanks. The tanks are clean. We wipe the insides of the tanks down as they're living in there. Again, water flow. We exchange water. It's a 20,000 gallons.
I was going to say, what's the exchange ratio on that all the time?
Water, each tank is exchanged once an hour.
Oh, geez.
So these guys aren't in stagnant water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this water's moving.
And it's almost as if they're out in the wild and just swimming through the ocean.
That's right. It's very clean. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my 7-year-old fell in one of the tanks because that's him. You know? But yeah, it's a great environment for the fish. They're
isn't very, that something? Cool. That, now, how big a tank? Like, you know, just like room size. If you could give my radio listeners, like, you know, a perspective on what your tank looks like.
Sure.
Inside.
We use 500-gallon fish tanks. So they are.
Oh.
They're about 4 foot tall, 4.5 foot tall, and probably 6 foot round, 7 foot round. We put them up on stands. They have a window in them, so you can look into the tank, you can mm-hmm. see the fish, and they can see you. Which, you know, again, we don't name these guys.
Yeah.
You kind of get to know them. You know? I mean, different tanks have different personalities.
Oh, I can imagine.
They behave different, you know. They're all different ages, so. So, yeah, it's good. But, yeah, so we have the tanks, and then in the center of the way the tanks are laid out in a circular fashion, and in the center is all our filtration equipment. So all the tanks drain into clarifiers, and then the clarifiers drain into mineralization tanks, and
mm-hmm.
the mineralization goes into a bioreactor, and the bioreactor goes into a degas, and then the degas, everything goes out into the raft tanks, and then basically it comes back into a sump tank, and then the sump tank picks it up with a pump and sends it back to the fish tank. So water's always moving.
Yeah, and in that environment, so that's very important, like you were saying and stuff, you know, keep the nutrients going, keep the toxins or the waste products
moving
out of it, sure. out of there and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Another thing we do with the water that's extremely important for both the fish and the veg is we aerate.
Aerate, okay.
Yeah, so we have air
which
stones.
Is important, yeah.
We have air stones everywhere. Each fish tank probably has 8 or 10 air stones.
Wow.
All the raft tanks have 10 or 12 air stones, so we're constantly pushing air and oxygenating the water,
mm-hmm.
which again helps with the nitrification process. So,
it's important to keep that bacteria and the nitrates and nitrates, everything moving along then. Yeah. Oh, incredible and stuff. Wow.
Yeah, and we do tours if people are interested.
I was going to say, like, you know, my radio audience and stuff is always like to do field trips and all. So do you do scouts? Do you do
We do group tours. We do individual tours.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to do them on Saturdays during the day.
Okay.
We can be flexible with schedules, so people can contact us at the website or on Facebook. And we're able to set something up. So we do work with some STEM clubs. So
okay.
Like I was saying, off air, we have the Voorhees and North Hunterdon Academy Science Program.
Right.
Working with them, and we're going to do some internships. We're going to get some of the young people in. I'm really passionate about that. I enjoy working with the young folks. I just really think that as a society, we need to change. We need to do things different. And I look at these young people as the folks that are going to be taking care of us when when we get to that point. And so giving them a leg up on changing the way we think and breaking the paradigm of what we're doing as a society
mm-hmm.
to move forward is important. So I really, I enjoy working with the young folks. You know?
Very, very good. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we're going to come right on back.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mills from Nutrimosa Flemington. We have a great show for you and all. Here in Hunterdon County, we are a, you know, plow in the ground and move that dirt around and farming community and all. And I have a Mike from Growing Free Farms in Lebanon Township and all, who has a new spin on that, and he's doing aquaponics. So off air, we were talking a little bit about the intern program and how he wants to educate the new generations of people coming into the population and stuff about the value of, you know, getting back to Mother Nature and cleaning up the environment. And with his particular program, it's something very, very plausible and feasible, and it works very nicely in there. So, Mike, please, let's continue on with, you know, that whole thing about you wanting to get people in to kind of see how this program works nicely.
Certainly, yeah. So I do have strong feelings and a drive and a passion for wanting to create change. And I think as a society, we've really gone down a tough road. You know, we all drank the Kool-Aid on, you know, GMOs and glyphosate and how it's going to change the world and everything's going to be great, you know. Off air, you and I had a quick conversation about, you know, barges of garbage and dumping in the ocean, and you know, how did we think all this stuff was good decisions? You know, so we find ourselves now in a tough place, health wise. We're failing as a society. I'm sure you see it in your business.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, more people are sick than ever before. More kids are sick than ever before. You know, we're all eating processed foods. We're not healthy. We're not active. We're not connecting with nature. Governments are a mess, and we can go on and on, right? There's just a lot of things that need to change.
Yeah,
a lot of things that need to change, and you know, none of us can change it all, but all of us can change something. You know, all
very
of us
good.
Can change one little piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that my passion and my drive was to try and change, at least hyper locally, and maybe only for a handful of people, how we eat and how we think about agriculture. And I'm a big proponent of terrestrial diet. I think terrestrial agriculture is definitely a part of our future. It's just got to be done in a way different way.
Right.
It's maybe a no-till organic style situation. I think aquaponics and some of the other closed environment agriculture technologies are great ways to supplement and create food security.
Yeah.
This is a problem. I mean, we're going to be 7 billion plus people on the planet. We probably are already, and we're only going to be climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to feed all these folks? You know, so and how are we going to do it when we're still out there degrading the environment and losing land and depleting soil and all this?
That's it. There's just so much land out there and all, so we've got to look at ways of being more efficient with
that's
it.
That's right, more efficient. So my attraction to an intern program, and again, it's not the big splash, and I'm not going to have an intern come through that's going to, you know, lay their hands on somebody's head and change the world. But if I can have an impact by saying, hey, I had a young person in here, and we were able to take that person and expand their mind and get them to think, I don't have to drink the Kool-Aid. I can take an honest look at things,
yeah,
and come up with a better way. You know, I mean, what we're doing with aquaponics is tremendous, and it's great.
But I bet you there's even ways that somebody smarter than me can come up with a different or a better way to do it or enhance it or improve
mm-hmm.
it or make it even better.
Yeah. The important thing, like at our stage, is to plant that seed, though, so that those young minds and stuff can let it percolate and stuff and say, oh, I remember when Mike was talking about
that's
this.
Right.
What would happen if we did this or this or this?
That's right. And that's what creates a paradigm shift. And that's what we need as a society. We need to stop doing things the way we're doing it. We've demonstrated that what we're doing doesn't work. We're all too scared. We live in a place of fear to let go, whether
mm-hmm.
you're powerful or not. We all live in a fear-based society right now. We're all afraid of losing something.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be that way. We just all have to come together and say, hey, we got to get this done. We all got to live. We've all got to eat. We've all got to survive. We all got to help each other. And so, you know, those are big questions, you know, much bigger than any one of us individually. It's something that we all have to do collectively.
Right.
But, again, something I'm passionate about is getting these interns in, starting to plant the seed of hope, starting to plant the seed of think differently, starting to plant the seed of, hey, look at things as an ecosystem. Look at things not just on an individual basis, but the ripple effect. So
mm-hmm.
if you throw the stone in the water, you watch the ripples. Well, in our little world of aquaponics, it's the same thing. If I throw something in the fish tank that I shouldn't, I'm going to see the effect of it somewhere in the system.
Almost instantaneously. You're not going to have to wait years for
that's
it
right.
to show up. Yeah.
Right. But that's the point is have these young minds looking at things through the lens of, all right, what we do with ag, how does that affect government? How does that affect health? And how does that affect people and jobs and ways
mm-hmm.
to make a living and all these things? And that's what has to happen is things need to be looked at through the macro, not just the micro. It is the micro that makes all these pieces come together.
Right.
But it's really the macro that makes us successful as a society, right? And that's what it's all about. So how do we get people to be healthy? How do we get away from processed foods?
Right.
How do we get away from what we know is killing us? You know, how do we make that change? And the way we make that change is that we all have to wake up a little bit and start doing things differently. Even if your little contribution is not going into the local grocery store and buying the prepackaged, pre-processed food for your kids and saying, you know what, I'm going to grab some food tonight, some real food,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to make dinner for my kids.
Right.
You know, that's a little thing that has a ripple effect, right? And if enough people start doing those little things, then all of a sudden the retailers are going to say, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
Nobody's buying that stuff. Do we really want it? And then the manufacturers are going to say, hey, I don't have a market anymore. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at food, there's really ultimately only probably six or seven companies out there that control.
Major ones, yeah.
Major ones. And they control our food.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all drank the Kool-Aid that's the way we're supposed to eat, that's the best thing for us.
That's
know?
It,
I mean,
yeah.
When we were kids, Swanson TV dinners came out, right? I mean,
we were drinking Tang because it went to the moon and back. I mean, yeah.
So it was minimal, though. But look at the differences in health from those generations. Look at the difference. Look at the difference in the kids' health from those generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dramatic. It's dramatic. We have changed everything.
Right. One of the ways that you can do that change and stuff is by taking a little trip over there. The Growing Free Farms over there in Lebanon Township and stuff, they have a wide assortment of produce and now the protein source from the tilapia and all. And so, Mike, what we're going to do is let's just change, if we were finished with
sure,
that, what kind of crops are available
so
over at this place?
Aquaponic systems are fantastic for growing leafy greens. So we grow a few different varieties of lettuces. We grow a Muir Summer Crisp, which is a really big, bulbous, nice leaf lettuce. It's fantastic. The color is great. The flavor profile, the nutrient density is fantastic because in aquaponics, all that stuff is right there. We talked about, right?
Yeah.
It's not searching for anything. It's not devoid of anything. So we grow a Salanova Sweet Cream, which is a lettuce. It's very nice.
Mm.
We grow a Salanova Butterhead, which, again, very nice. We do a, and finally, on the lettuce side, we do a Salanova Red Oak, which, again, is a really cool head. It's really pretty. It's
sounds delicious, though.
Very, very good. We also grow bok choy, which come out to be really nice size, really great flavor. I have almost a full raft of bright light Swiss chard. I do really well with that.
Mm.
We do mint. We do parsley. We do cilantro.
Oh, okay. A lot of the herbs and spices.
A lot of the herbs. Yep. Yeah. We in our media beds, which is another section of our greenhouse, which is we won't go down a rabbit hole on that, but it's a way where we use the nutrient-rich water or the heavy waters that have a lot of the sludgy type of fish waste in them. We send them down to these sump tanks, and we feed these media beds, which are they house a product called hydroton, which is a volcanic rock, basically.
Oh, okay.
No pH, and has great capillary action, so it lets water flow through it. But in there, we do cucumbers, we do tomatoes.
Get out. Oh, my gosh.
I have some eggplant coming up right now. We have some beets in there. So, and, you know, some of those things we've cycled through, and there's been some learning curves, right? So we did some tomatoes, and we bumped into some, well, we planted them too close, or we had to learn how to prune, or we had to learn how to... So I have more tomatoes coming up. We've added on a microgreen station. So we grow sprouts, which a lot of restaurants, chefs use them.
Oh, yeah, they're excellent and stuff, yeah.
So they're excellent. Sprouts are actually somewhat derogatory, but they call them the veal of vegetables because they're babies. And they have, because they're so compressed and they're young, they have 10 times the nutrient density of their adult counterparts.
Exactly.
So we sell microgreens, and our recommendation with those is always just we sell a really nice daikon radish micro, which has this really peppery.
Oh, isn't that sound good? Yeah.
And basically, we recommend to people like sprinkle on your salad. So make a nice salad and sprinkle some micros on there, or put them on a sandwich, or if you're really brave and like that flavor, just make a salad out of the micro. So,
yeah.
But again, great. Great flavor, very clean, very nutrient dense and nutrient rich, and that's what we try to do. So, cucumbers I did really well with, and we've got those coming back up.
Okay, very stable. Good for any kind of good salads.
Yeah, and again, the flavor profile on these was fantastic. You know, I had people come back. Well, I need more cucumbers. Where's cucumber? You know, so it's good to see that they do recognize the difference in taste versus store bought.
Right, and things that have been grown in greenhouses and stuff, completely devoid.
Devoid or grown far away, so they're sprayed with chemicals and pesticides, and they're trucked all over the country, all over the world.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, we get a lot of our fruits and vegetables coming out of South America. So if you just think of the time it takes to pick it, pack it, ship it, get it through customs, put it on a truck, get it to a distributor, take from the distributor, get it to a retailer. I mean, come on the good side, you're 2 weeks out.
Right, exactly. And that's just the transportation of it and all. It's what's getting put on those things because they probably don't have the same kind of restrictions that we have up here for everything that goes on.
That's a good point. And, you know, another piece of that is that we've gotten away from heirloom style varieties that have a lot of flavor, you know, that have nutritional density. You know, we've gone towards, and again, it's something that we've been pushed towards as a society. But we've gone towards things and seeds and varieties of things that are made to withstand the pesticides, made to withstand that arduous journey from the field to the fork, so to speak. And they're not the best choices for us.
Exactly. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey.
Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back now at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. Like we've been talking for this short hour that we have to work with and stuff, we're talking to Mike from Growing Free Farms in Lebanon Township, and he has really put the fine-tuning on aquaponics and stuff, and it's just incredible what we've been learning about that and all. So a lot of people are saying, well, this is all interesting. How big a place does he have and all? So, Mike, can we talk a little bit about the infrastructure that goes on there and, like, the building, actual physical component of it and all?
Sure. Thanks, Doc. So we're in about an 8,000-square-foot greenhouse, which sounds big, but as an aquaponics system, I would say we're small commercial.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so they can get much larger than that. There's guys out there that do an acre or two.
Oh, wow.
Of aquaponics, and so we're small commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday we'll expand, but we'll get there. So the greenhouse we have is basically a traditional greenhouse. It's made by a company called Nexus. It's a very sturdy, you know, it's not a hoop house. It's a
oh, okay.
building.
Mm-hmm.
And the first third of the building is a metal structure. So it's got a metal roof, metal sides, doesn't look like a greenhouse, and that's where we house the fish.
Oh, okay.
We don't really want the fish in direct sunlight because it mm-hmm. promotes algae growth and different things, so they're housed. Plus, we pick up a little insulation value by having the ability to compress some insulation between steel.
Yeah, okay.
The other two-thirds of the building is your typical, you know, double-wall polycarb. It has shade cloths, it has grow lights, it has radiant heat in the floor. So
oh, wow.
It's got a couple of unit heaters. It has a wall that drops with strip screen on it so that we're able to pull air through to do cooling.
Mm.
And all those things, the building is a smart building, so we do apply a little bit of the technology to it. So we have a system called Wadsworth. Wadsworth Controls, and basically the Wadsworth Control System has an outdoor weather station, an indoor weather station. Those two were always talking to each other,
mm-hmm.
taking measurements, pushing that info back to a control box, and that control has parameters set. And then based on the information it's getting, it's making decisions. So if it's cold outside but it's really humid inside, which happens just because warm, moist air,
mm-hmm.
it'll drop the wall when it's, you know, 20 degrees outside and allow some cool air to come in to
right.
get rid of that. So the building's smart enough. It seems counterintuitive, and it breaks my heart, you know, when it's cold outside and I'm watching the heat go out the door. But that's kind of the game we have to play to manage plant health.
Isn't it something, though?
So there's a lot of parameters set inside and a lot technology applied. So, you know, to kind of wrap things up, we're more facilitators. So aquaponics, very natural system. As I told you earlier, I like to call it a controlled swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's Mother Nature at her best, right? It's the fish. They're eating. They're creating waste. Mother Nature is converting that into something very positive, and the plants are benefiting from that. And
right.
So we're facilitators. We're making sure that temperature conditions are right. We're making sure water quality is correct. We're doing seeding and transplanting and harvesting and all that kind of stuff to keep it all fresh and moving along. But we're not influencing what Mother Nature does, and we can't force her to do anything.
Right.
We could, but
we can't add anything to the system. You know, the fish are the canary in the coal mine, so to speak.
Yeah.
If we add pesticides or herbicides or something, it's probably going to kill the fish.
Yeah.
And the fish do the heavy lift in the system. Without the fish, we have nothing. So.
Right.
So, you know, pest management is something that we have a concentrated food source for pests. So we need to manage pests. And how do we do that? We do that by releasing beneficial insects that eat different pests and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So there's ways to work with nature
right.
in an ecosystem and understand that every move we make, any move we make, is going to have that ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really start paying attention to that and questioning what you're doing, you think through the consequences of anything you do.
Yeah.
And I think that bodes well for the larger picture, the bigger picture of us as a society. What are we doing and what are the implications of this in all respects?
Right, exactly.
In all respects. And I think if we start looking at life through that lens, we start making better decisions. And that's really what this is about, is making better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, again, we're facilitating Mother Nature. We're letting her do her thing. And we're kind of proctoring that.
Yeah.
And making it happen. But the big lift is all done by natural processes. So
that's incredible. You know, just putting this all together and stuff, you know, indoors, so this could be actually the application could be put anywhere in the world and stuff with this type of thing.
It's a great application for places where growing food is a challenge. Mm. You know, in all over the world, there's food deserts all over the planet, and these are great scenarios.
Yeah,
we can put up aquaponic greenhouses. We can produce 24/7, 365. We can produce food. We can get you a protein crop. We can get an extremely nutritious veg crop. And people can eat. People can live healthy.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
Much, much better like that. So if people wanted to get, number one, go take a tour like you were talking about,
sure.
How would they do that? So, like, how about a website?
Sure. So our website is growingfree, F-R-E-E, farm, F-A-R-M.com. Our physical address is 70 McKenzie Road, Lebanon Township. It's a Hampton Mail, but it's Lebanon Township. Our phone number is 908-574-5707, and we're also on Facebook at Growing Free Farm. So, you know, there's a lot of technology out there. People can go to the website, you can email off of there, you can go to the Facebook page and send a message. We do have market hours at the Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 4.
Okay.
We're there, you can drop in, pick up some greens. We don't do tours at that time just because it's hard with the research.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Tours we like to schedule because they're an hour, hour and 20 minutes, depending on questions and stuff like that. And we kind of take you through the whole greenhouse. We show you all the things that we spoke about.
Yeah.
It's such a tangible thing because nobody has a frame of reference. So
yeah.
You've never been in an aquaponic greenhouse. So we just talked about it. You may
right.
have some visions in your head. Or
oh, something, yeah.
But when you get there, I haven't met one person that doesn't go, oh, man, this is awesome. it's such a tangible, experiential type of thing. You know, even just coming in and looking through the window,
you're like,
oh, man, this is awesome.
Exactly. So even though you've got a smart building, and how big a staff do you have running this facility?
So it's just myself and another person.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The wife? No.
Yeah. My wife participates, yeah, but I have another assistant.
Oh, do you? Okay.
House manager, name is Maura. She's a mm-hmm. great lady, does a great job in there. She's on board with the movement.
Yeah.
The cause, you know.
So if you were going to be doing that intern program and stuff, you've got some ideas. Do you do like workshops or anything?
So that's up and coming. That's
oh, okay.
Something we're going to work towards is maybe continuing education credits for
oh.
our teachers, maybe some one-day seminars
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to learn about aquaponics or possibly develop your own system or do a backyard system
yeah.
or do something in your kitchen or... Yeah, so those are all things that are up and coming. Yeah, those are all things that will happen. Right now, the focus has been on trying to demonstrate that we can grow, and we've done that.
Right.
So we're coming up on a year in it. Now it's really about getting out into communities, making people aware that we're around, us supporting them supporting us, getting to know your farmer, know where your food comes from.
Right, exactly, yeah.
All these things that as a society we really got to do a little better. We
yeah.
have a better job. All of us, me included, you know. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
It's easy to go status quo and it's passive, but nothing changes till something changes, right?
That's it.
That's what has to happen here. So.
So while with our last few minutes and stuff, again, how do people get a hold of you, where you are?
Yep. GrowingFreeFarm.com or at Growing Free Farm on Facebook. We're in Lebanon Township. You can visit either one of those platforms, send an email, send a message. The phone number's on there. We'd be happy to see anybody and everybody.
So. Wonderful. Thanks. So, again, everybody, you know, this is one of our local farmers, growers of quality, high-quality fruit, vegetables, and now he's going to have that protein source of the tilapia, a good source of tilapia and all. So let's give him some support and call, go see, go purchase, and look for him at you know, local farm stands as the season comes into effects there and all. So, again, Mike, it was a great hour. And, again, anytime you've got something coming up, you know, please let us know and we'll get you back on the show. So for this hour, this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington saying get out there and get healthy. And the way you can do that with today's show is by going to GrowingFreeFarms.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is sending the annual presidential budget proposal to Congress. The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. A Georgetown University law student is among the eight Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. President Trump tweeted his approval of making daylight savings time permanent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The national average for gasoline is now at the highest level in over 3 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That national average is now at $2.48 a gallon, up 5 cents from last week. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us California had the highest at $3.31, while Texas was tied with Mississippi with the lowest at $2.21. Some states had dramatic increases.
The biggest weekly jump happening in Indiana, where prices raced up by 14 cents a gallon, followed by West Virginia, where prices rose 11 cents, and Ohio, where prices rose 10 cents on average.
I'm John Clemens.
The Social Security Administration has its eye on people's social media posts in an effort to crack down on attempted fraud. For example, a person may be claiming disability benefits because of a back injury, but then they're shown playing baseball or golfing in a picture posted on Facebook. Supporters say this is a good way to crack down on fraud. Meanwhile, opponents say there's no way to know when the photo was actually taken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Milwaukee will host a Democratic National Convention.